The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. With the most restricted range of any crocodilian, the Cuban crocodile is in danger of extinction due to habitat alteration, hunting, and competition with introduced caiman. Cuban crocodiles reach lengths typically of about 10 feet, although specimens as long as 15 feet have been reported. As with all crocodilians, males are bigger than females, the females typically reaching about two-thirds the lengths of the males. Though Cuban crocodiles are similar to the more common American alligators, they are much more aggressive predators. Cuban crocodiles are now restricted to the Zapata Swamp, a 1-million-acre wilderness in southwestern Cuba. Cuban crocodiles inhabit freshwater swampland, although they can tolerate brackish conditions. Their Zapata Swamp habitat is very similar to that found in Florida's Everglades, with sawgrass and dense shrubs growing into the water. Cuban crocodiles were once far more widespread on Cuba and also lived on the Bahamas and Cayman Islands. Their numbers dwindled following widespread destruction of wetlands for agriculture and heavy hunting pressure. However, Cuban conservation measures have helped the Zapata Swamp crocodiles to rebound to between 3 and 6,000 animals.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.